This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I am here with Dr. Ndaba, who is a lecturer for communications department. Doc, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Doc. So this is really about the importance of reading. Manje sasingena ekuthaneni ke, how does it link with effective communication? Or how does it impact effective communications? So mhlawumbe before we get into it, can we maybe explain the term effective communication? Ukuthi masikhuluma nge effective communication, what do we mean?
Okay, a very good question. To begin with, I've been given a topic of the importance of reading and its contribution to effective communication. And as you've just said, I divided and separated the topic into number one, we need to understand the effective communication, right? So as you said that communication is effective, it can also be ineffective, right? One of the things that you need to understand for communication to be effective is to, number one, understand how does the communication process occur. We have a diagram that depicts all of that, in a sense that it gives you the sender, all right, as the person who initiates the communication process. We sometimes call this as the communicator, the source, the initiator, right? Secondly, we have the encoding, of which is actually the process that involves more of the planning as to how the message will then be sent to your receiver and the audience. We have the message as the core of communication, right? And also, in the communication process, you have what you call the audience or the receiver, right?
Yes.
So this is the person who has the responsibility to understand the message. This is the person who has the responsibility to interpret and give the feedback in communication. And what is notable about that is that each receiver interprets the message in their own unique way. So it's very important to understand that just a simple gesture or a particular word would mean different things in different people.
Yeah.
That is why you find that other people will say, like, I was quoted out of context. I didn't mean this. I meant that. Why? It's the message that was interpreted. It was interpreted uniquely from what you as a sender were thinking. Right? And we also have something that is called the decoding, that takes place from the audience side also. So the decoding involves all this that I've just listed. And per definition, communication is the exchange, or it involves the exchange of messages between two or more people. So if there's no feedback, you cannot say that communication is effective. So it's actually the opposite, ineffective. So to assess whether your communication was a success or not, there must be a feedback, right? So feedback is very important. And I know that most people will just say, okay, I've just had the message. What's the point of responding? Okay, I was just given this instruction. I'll not just go back to the sender and tell them, okay, I will do that. I'll just do it on my own. No, no, no. You have to interact, okay? And provide a response for communication to be effective. And finally, in the process of communication, we have something that is called noise. Noise is the barrier that which hampers effectiveness of communication. And it can be like literal noise, as we are hearing people here around us. Yes. And barrier also can come in the form of a language. That as a communicator, you must ensure that the language that is used between yourself and the audience is common. Hence, we say the communication. Therefore, if you've taken note of all of these elements, you can say the communication is effective.
Oh, yes. Siyabonga kakhulu ma for the explanation. And now, Doc, asibuyeleke to linking it with reading. How does then reading impact? What's the importance of reading to effective communication?
All right. Now here we have teachers, right?
Yes.
Yes. So the teachers here are our sender and the learners are our audience, right? So having said all of these elements, I explained to the teachers especially that it's very important to understand the learner's posture, right? In the process of learning and teaching, to understand that, okay, with this learner, I need to address them as a group, but with this one, I need to address this particular learner as individual, because you can find more from the learners that, no, it's not that they are shy, there's more that is going on, all right? And with the reading specifically, I just made a very important call to say the reading, it's not the responsibility of the teachers only, right? It has to go back home. That is where actually literacy and reading takes place, the parental involvement. Yes, that at home, abazali needs to be involved. Uthisha uba nengane for a particular time, but most of the time, mntwana uba sekhaya. That is where reading needs to be emphasized, needs to be reinforced. So in future, I do hope that we'll have the members of the SGPs and the parental involvement in such workshops.
Yes, definitely. You touch a very important point, Ngoba. No, Mr. Slongwane Ogatela also said that with him, reading is very important. Like every day, one must have something to read. And also, emakhaya bayigqugquzela ukuthi nabazali ababe involved ukuthi ingane benze sure ukuthi ngisho ama newspapers akhona agcwele emakhaya, incwadi zikhona, everything must. Every day, kodwa they must learn.
Yes.
So, siyabonga kakhulu. That was very informative. Back to you, Putumvelo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.